Welcome to a very special Stain Gang podcast as we get ready to start the 26-27 season here at Midwestern State. It all kicks off with the men's soccer team playing at UT Dallas. They'll be playing a couple of non-conference games there, and then the Midwestern State football team will have the first home event on August 29th, and that'll be at Memorial Stadium as Missouri Southern visits the Mustangs, and we have a chance to visit with Midwestern State Athletic Director Kyle Williams, who is doing a podcast for the first time with us.
Yeah, and we'll see how this goes, Pete. Maybe the last time, as far as what I...
Well, I hope that's not the case.
Well, me too. Thank you.
It's a little bit different year because for the first time ever, Midwestern State's coming off a national championship. The men's soccer team kind of setting the bar and hopefully inspiring all the other programs.
No question. As I'm looking at the national championship sticker that we made for folks to put on their cars. What a year that was. What a run. I got to tell you, though, as I've said before, when we had lost three at home, on the pitch, at our own pitch, I'm thinking, we don't do that. And so, Meach and I talked a little bit and just said, everything okay? And he said, yeah, we'll be fine. We'll make some adjustments. And
I've told Meach many times when we were trailing Newman 3-0, I never thought we were going to be a national championship team. Yep. At home, trailing Newman.
It's a great example right there. But, it's putting it all together at the end. You've done a good job taking care of business up to that point, and you hope that you're playing your best soccer in this case, and certainly we were, and just a great opportunity. For us, all of us that have been here for a while, certainly we've always talked about a national championship. I know certainly when I was here, we got to go to the national championship, and we did win two games before getting bowing out. But that, a team championship is what everybody has talked about and what we all talk about. And certainly Coach Meacham and his staff and his players put it all together. And it was sure fun in Colorado Springs to watch that happen.
I've asked Meach this many times, and he's never been able to give me a real answer. But do you know what his secret sauce is? I mean, he's winning 80% of his games as a head coach here. He's having tremendous success. Of course, he inherited a program with tremendous success. Doug Elder just got into the LSC Hall of Honor. But there's something that Meach does that's really special.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And I think to your point about Doug, and we're certainly happy for Doug and great ambassador and a great representative of Midwestern State and that achievement. But, yeah, I think there is something. I think Meach has been able to look at coaches and be able to pick and choose kind of what he wants to do. I think that's the best thing about being an assistant or a GA like they all were and all of those things. You can pick and choose kind of what you think would work or should work or whatever. But I think the other part of that is the kids that we get. I think he's done just an outstanding job with the recruitment part. When you have a good program, I mean, people are going to go into the portal and hopefully they, you see them and they want you to see them and all of those things. I think and that's happened this year. We lose, three or four next up kind of.
Well, and Meach has been able to do something that a lot of coaches and a lot of sports haven't been able to do, and that's retain players.
Yeah. And as a university, Pete, as you know, we talk about that every week in our meetings and, the enrollment is certainly there. And then the other part of that is the retention. We got to retain these kids. And in this landscape today, with the portal and NIL, and which we're getting into certainly as well, we have to. So I think it's a testament to, again, Coach Meacham and his staff. And we don't have a lot of kids, I want to go somewhere else to play. We just don't have that. And first of all, winning does a lot of that, as we all know. And certainly they want to be a part of a championship team and that sort of thing. Even these kids, I think back about some of the folks I played with and, we had some knuckleheads, and at the end of the day, though, hopefully we did what we needed to do And they did that this year. And so I just think that he has, whatever that is, the secret sauce, as you said, I think he has a great way of communication, communicating with the kids, communicating with the parents, of course, today in today's world. And he just does an outstanding job. And like I said, I got to give his staff a credit, the credit on that.
As he does.
And he does. Absolutely, he does. So I think a little bit of Doug Elder, a little bit of this, a little bit of that has brought him to certainly a national championship, and we look forward to many more of those.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how 2026 unfolds for the men's soccer team.
Yeah.
I want to jump off something you mentioned a moment ago. You said MSU's getting into NIL. What does that look like at Midwestern State? Because it's not going to look like it does at Texas Tech or at
not.
The University of Texas.
No, it is not. Well, we don't have three billionaires on our board of regents. Because I'm old school, obviously, and this is a little bit tough for me to understand and you just kind of want to say, really, you're not going to play unless, you know, this kind of thing. And so at the next level, certainly you hear the Texas Tech stories or the Michigan stories or whatever. Our own Grant McCaslin, you know, told
right.
the story about his big center that Michigan wanted for five and they brought him in for four that's another level or two or three maybe. What we're trying to do is to, at our level, being able to honestly raise some money to allow our folks to utilize it as an incentive. There's no question about that, what it is. At the same time, retention you just brought it up, and it's we can use that as retaining to get these kids back here, because with the landscape, the 5 years and five seasons that the NCAA just passed, and all the no more waivers, no more red shirts, kind of a thing. Retaining these kids or these folks is going to be very much key to what we do with NIL.
Do you like the 5-year plan?
I do. Yes, we had an opportunity to go ahead of the D1 guys, and I certainly understand why we didn't now. We were all a little perturbed that we didn't get to vote on that in January from a D2 perspective, but we certainly know now that maybe they did know best, and of course we, you know, D1 made the decision, and I would have just thought for sure that it would have passed, and certainly it did. But so yes, I do like it very much.
Why?
Well, I just think it takes away paperwork. It takes away a lot of things that you don't have to worry about. You got at 19 or first full time semester is when your clock starts, and we know in 5 years you're done. And so we won't really have 26 and 27-year-olds, you know, playing much anymore. And so at 19 and 24, you're done, kind of a thing. And I just think that that's a kind of a black and white kind of an opportunity that, you know, they've always changed it, and the NCAA seems to love change. And so this is a huge one because of the recruiting portion, as we were just talking about. So I think that it's a good thing, and I think it's going to kind of streamline things going into the recruiting season and really who is eligible and who is not.
I want to look ahead at some of the other programs. We talked about men's soccer, but I think the women's soccer team is coming off an exceptional year. We talked about the men's soccer's struggles at home last year. It's been more than 2 years since the women lost a home game, and it looks like Ryan Spence is just getting better and better as the longer he stays here.
Pete, I would tell you, I think Ryan, his maturity, he's been here 6 years now, and which is unbelievable to me that we got him here 6 years ago. But I think that he's matured a lot, and I think he would tell you that, not only on the sideline or in the practice. And he's got a great staff, too, with with his folks. And so I think that, yeah, I'm a little perturbed that we weren't in the top 25, to be quite honest with you.
I'm there with you. I don't quite understand that.
I mean, polls are polls. We know that, and we don't.
I think Midwestern State women's soccer is completely overlooked terms of polling.
I mean, we did beat the number one team in the country
Absolutely.
Last year. In Dallas Baptist. But anyway, so I think that I've watched them, and I was watching them walk over to the practice field yesterday, and we've got, 32 maybe out there, and so, which is a great thing for his team, as well as enrollment. That helps enrollment as well. Certainly we try to do our part. We have 418 student athletes right now. We try to do our part. So, but going back to Ryan, yes, he's matured a lot, and I think he gets better and better, and I'm looking for great things, as you just
I think they've got a chance to be.
I do too.
And as you mentioned, they're kind of flying under the radar. So I would say a dark horse. I hesitate to say that because in some ways, I don't think they're a dark horse.
Right, but I agree.
I think the outsiders think they are.
Right. I agree with
that. So we'll go ahead and use that phrase. You know, another program that keeps getting better and better is Stephanie Radecki's volleyball program.
Yep.
Her record has improved every year she's been here. And I know they're excited about what they've got coming up this season.
Stephanie, when we hired her back, 3 years ago, she's in her fourth now. We talked a lot about, getting this thing where it needs to be and all of those things that go with that. And I'm with you. I've yet to go out and actually watch a full hour practice or whatever, but I'm going to do that. But I see really good things there. We're beginning to get some because of what she's done and her staff again. Great assistant coaches with her. We're starting to get some kids that, because of what we've done, set up and take note that Midwestern is going to be a good one. And we all know the Lone Star Conference. In any sport, we all know that the Lone Star Conference is tough. And you got to come to play every night, as we say. And so, I am really excited about what she's got going. We have some size, we have some athleticism that I hadn't seen, honestly. And so, I'm extremely excited about what volleyball is going to be.
It's going to be a while before we see them. They're not actually home until about 3 weeks into September.
I think September 8th maybe is the first.
I think September 21st is their first home.
Oh, it
game.
Is. Okay. Golly, yeah. What was I thinking there? So, okay. Yeah. So it's going to be, it is. And then that means we'll have a bunch in a row, hopefully, at home, and we'll get it going.
But I'm sure they'll be undefeated when they come back home.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. That's the hope.
And to her point, though, to her credit, honestly, she's playing some good fit folks early.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of what you do. And and so she's obviously very confident in what she's got. And so I'm certainly looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting fall around Midwestern State. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the job Kelsey Bruce is doing. I know you're a big supporter of cross country and track.
No question.
And Kelsey's put Midwestern State right back on the map.
She really has, and again, she works hard, and she is, I've said this. I said not bad for a team that doesn't have a track, and we're working on a couple of things as we speak. As a matter of fact, to try to maybe help that situation. But yeah, again, she's got two GAs that worked their tail off and are very good with that. And she's to that point where, everybody knows about Kelsey. I mean, her accolades at DBU were unbelievable,
right?
As we know. And so I think that as the team gets better and better and the places and the whether it's in cross country, I think second last year, as I recall, this is another Lone Star Conference is another very tough conference, and she's up for every task that we put in front of her, and so really excited about that. And of course, the track program some indoor stuff, and then some spring stuff is going to be great as well. So, yeah, she's doing an outstanding job. Absolutely.
as we get ready to start the new school year, what would you just kind of an open-ended question, but what would you consider the state of the athletic department?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that we're in good shape. You know, again, as I tell donors and corporate sponsors and all those things that I, you know, the summer's when I get that done, certainly. And so it's, I'm in full out right now, trying to get all that done. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say money was a key here. You know, the president has helped us with some things that we've needed to do here around the facility wise, whether it's new cushions at basketball or a scores table or a net at softball or some soccer stuff going on and some things like that. But I think, I mean, as I say, there's no more $5 footlongs, and I mean, you know, there are 10 now.
Yeah.
So that's double. And as we go into yet another year and we have travel and, you know, hotels and flights, we're going twice, as you know.
And the price is going up on all those things.
Every one of them. And so that's why donors are so important to us, and our alumni is important to us. I need to do a better job with our alumni and asking for money, just to be upfront with you. And so, and I we've got great support, certainly from the, you know, the state of Texas does not give athletics money. And I don't know if anybody knows that, but that's the case. And so,
which is the case in New Mexico.
It is the case. And I talked to my New Mexico buddies and I say, well, how are you doing that? What donor? He said, no, that was the New Mexico folks, which is really interesting to me. But anyway, good for them, right? And so, but yeah, we don't get any of that. And so, of course, Tech is helping us hopefully get the budgets we need and all of those things that go with it. But I think that, you know, the state of where we are, you know, Pete, you and I both know you've done your craft for a long time and everybody knows this, but we need to win. You know, well, let's not go away from that. It's always a better Monday morning whatever, you know, if over the weekend our teams have done a good job and gotten the W. And so we need to do that. And I really feel good about the fall and as we've just talked about. And so, you know, we've just got to continue to win and put people in the stands and in the Coliseum and all of those things, and I think we'll be in good shape. Like I said, the president wants to win. I can tell you that.
That's so, always the first thing out of her mouth.
No question.
That's the goal, is to win.
No question. And so, and you know, she came from
LSU.
Yeah, they won their share.
They won a few times.
Yes, they did. So I'm anticipating a good fall and spring and a good year for our 13 sports.
The Lone Star Conference announced in July that yet another school is coming on board. The conference continues to grow and change and evolve. How do you see the Lone Star Conference, and is that Midwestern State future is in the Lone Star Conference?
Yeah, it is. As we've just talked about, we have to take – we're going on two planes this year with Michigan Tech, and that was due to they needed a game. We needed a game 4 years ago when they came here. And so it was what we call a home and home. And I put them off till I can't put them off anymore, as the AD called me and said, okay, it's the fourth year anyway. So we're going to Michigan Tech and Houghton, Michigan, I believe. And it's a monster to get to. Flights and then buses but that'll be the last one of those and then the affiliate agreement with Western Oregon and Central Washington, which has been great, and quite frankly they're very competitive. I believe they're rated number one or two,
way more competitive than I ever thought they would be. And it still stuns me, Kyle, that they've come into the Lone Star Conference, which is dominated by the state of Texas.
Yep.
Pretty good high school football in the state of Texas, and yet Central Washington and Western Oregon have done more than hold their own in this conference.
They have done a great job. They really have, and we can say all we want to. irks me that they're picked one and two.
No, absolutely.
In our conference a little bit, but I mean they've done it on the field and to their credit, and so with all that said, is yeah, Texarkana and Texas West is coming, and so we're excited about that. That's 2 hours instead of 24 hours or
right.
A plane trip, and we're going to play UCO next year as well. That's 2.5 hours, up the road. And so the logistics, the financial piece is real. No question about that, and we've got to continue to, and we've got great support, but I need to continue to raise some more money for this program, no question.
I've got to ask you about the football stadium because people ask me about it all the time. What's the status there? And I know UCO is one of the stadiums you visited.
We did. We visited UCO. We visited WT, who quite frankly.
That's a great facility, by the way.
They did it right. And, I mean, we all know that. And what they paid for it 5 years ago is probably another $25 million on top of that for now.
Yeah.
So it's a financial. I mean, we've talked about it for a long time. Certainly, this is more serious than I've ever heard it. And people are talking about it, the cities talk about it. Obviously, they're have made a pretty good investment in this whole thing as well, and what we're trying to do. And certainly, Dr. Haney and the committee and our folks at the Hardin Building are involved with that as well from the development side. And certainly, we are in our department's involved with that as well. Yeah, it's exciting to think about. We're having some plans drawn up and as we speak, and so we can show people. This is where your name will go, or this is where your corporation will be, and at the suite, or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I mean, we're ways off, certainly, but it's real, and it's as real as I've ever seen it, and it's extremely exciting to think about that our kids can walk to the stadium and tailgate all the way there, and just an opportunity to have our own stadium and work off of that.
Well, I didn't know which was going to come first, the new stadium or doing a podcast with Kyle Williams, but we did a podcast with Kyle Williams, and I hope it's not the last.
Well, I appreciate
because I think
that.
This was great, and
thank
I appreciate you taking time out to do it.
I appreciate it. I love what you do and what we do as a department, and I look forward to a great fall. Come out and see us.
That's Kyle Williams, the athletic director here at Midwestern State University. Thanks for checking out this Stang Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.